Joe Fisher, a thoroughbred in his own right.
I thought the cow jumped over the moon. I'm totally lost.
Joe, Vanderbilt beats UMass 97-88.
They were down early, and I saw that, and I was a little worried.
Yeah, down 14 in the first half, and then put on a 14-0 run of their own, and were down one at halftime, and then fell behind again, and fell behind by nine. And then Shane Foster and company just kind of got hot again, and the defense got a little better, and they ended up running away and winning it by nine. And we thought it would be a track meet kind of game, and it was. I mean, it was one of those games where you look at the possessions. You know, UMass gets 79 shots, Vanderbilt gets 67 shots. It was just a tremendous up and down tempo basketball game. One that even the officials that we've gotten to know over the years during the game were looking at us and kind of rolling their eyes like, man, they're wearing us out getting up and down the floor. It was a great game, great conditioning. I think Travis Ford even admitted after the game he didn't think A.J. Ogilvie could play the number of minutes that he played in a game of that pace, and A.J. played 32 minutes and didn't seem to bother him. He got all his rebounds in the second half and scored 25 points, so the fast pace wasn't an issue for him.
And, Joe, let's face it. I think UMass is an NCAA tournament team. They obviously haven't gotten into conference play, but the conventional thinking is there are going to be four teams from the Atlantic 10 that will probably get into the NCAA tournament, and the Minutemen are one of them. I thought one of the things that Kevin did, switching to that 2-3 zone in the second half, I thought really discombobulated them long enough to give Vanderbilt the lead and allow the Commodores to hold on.
I agree. Did it partly in the first half and then again in the second half, and they played it well. I think it's one of those issues where you look at the score and you see UMass gets 88 points. People say, wow, there wasn't a lot of defense played. Well, actually, the defense played pretty solidly, held UMass to 41% from the field. They were 33% from three-point range. You know, Vanderbilt shoots 49% for the game, 56% from three-point range, and Shane Foster had eight of them. And Shane, of course, another guy, Shane played 36 minutes, just tremendous in a game. I talked to him after the game and said, are you tired? He said, that's not even the word for it. But in the flow of the game, they never really showed it. In fact, there were times you could see the UMass players hanging on to the bottom of the shorts, you know, just trying to get some air there as they were just worn out in those long stretches of running up and down the floor.
Really a fun game to watch, yep. Joe. And again, maybe the unsung hero of the night was, or the afternoon, was Jermaine Beal, who picked up Red Gordon with 18 points.
19, as a matter of fact. 19. Career high for him. And, you know, 6 of 10, 3 of 5 from three-point range. And, you know, he's a guy that really worked hard in the offseason to improve his shooting. Didn't shoot the ball very well last year, didn't look to that much. This year is much more confident taking those shots in big situations, and he was a big plus. Another one would have to be, you have to mention a guy like Keegan Bell that hit a couple of big three-pointers. You have to mention a Darshawn McClellan who had 9 rebounds in the game and just was a really solid defensive player. And even an Alex Gordon who had a bad offensive day but had 7 assists. You know, so he didn't let that take away every part of his game. It was truly a team win, and you know, I know a lot of people have been saying, well, we don't really know how good this team is. We still don't, but we do know that was a quality win against a quality team, and I think Kevin takes some pride in being undefeated through the non-conference portion of the season.
And, Joe, I'm hearing whispers that Earl Bennett is leaning towards coming back to school for his senior year. What do you hear, and when will it be official?
I would think you're probably looking at another couple of weeks. It would not surprise me. We said all along a lot of it was going to depend on how high in the draft they projected Earl to go. And the other factor is Earl is very serious about getting his diploma at Vanderbilt and graduating and eventually, I think, going into grad school to become a teacher. But I think it depends really, really on what the draft projection is for him. And I wouldn't be surprised at all to see him wearing that number 10 next year. I sure hope so.
Any advice for Kevin in New Orleans? Really,
I act like I've never been
really
in New
running,
Orleans.
Yeah,
before.
But
this
you're
is
running
about
down
my
there.
Fifth or sixth trip down.
I
here.
Know that, but you're running down. You're running around there unescorted. So,
my goodness. Well, Kevin's been down there before. We played down there, and I know he's made the trip down. So it's. I'm sure he'll be just fine.
I got George Plaster to watch my back while I'm down here.
I'd actually be curious, Kevin, to have you report back. Cause I have not been down there since the hurricane, so I'm just curious to find out what it is like.
Joe, to be honest, driving in from the airport at night, getting into downtown and, you know, just around the French Quarter here, I can't really tell any difference from the way it was before.
Right.
But I'm sure if you get, you know, very far away from these few blocks, it's very noticeable, you know, as far as what happened 3 years ago.
Yeah, I'm sure. I know the game day guys were giving the LSU fans a lot of grief, saying they're talking about how wild the French Quarter is, and they said, yeah, but if you beat LSU, it'll be quiet after the game because they leave quickly and don't show up. So it's kind of a challenge to him.
He wasn't quiet last night. You could hear him hooping and hollering at all hours of the night.
I would imagine.
All right, Joe, speak to you again tomorrow.
Okay, guys, call-in show tonight, so we'll see you guys at 7.